working class advancement beyond the workplace, and how unionism can activate robust community among all of us. That's Unionism Drives Community, Thursdays at 5 p.m. WPFW, building a better world, one broadcast at a time.
Hello, I'm David Whetstone, and you're listening to member-supported WPFW Washington.
You know, nowadays it seems like there's a lot of bad things going on, and I guess a lot of it, from the way I see it, seems to still stem from lack of feelings on our parts and how we relate or communicate with our fellow brothers and sisters. Hatred is a feeling, love is a feeling. Let's hate all that does not allow us to love. And we can do that just by getting to know each other and talking to the people. Who can you turn to tell your troubles? Tell them to. You can't go around wondering what it is you gotta do. You gotta be ready and willing, and willing to make a move. Nobody can push you if you don't wanna move. You suffer, cry, and hate, and live the American way. Fly the hateful skies of America, fly the American way. Gotta talk to the people.
Gotta talk to the people.
Talk to y'all. Good morning.
Good morning. Oh, yes.
Is my engineer? Okay, all right. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Community Watching Comment, Friday edition. I'm Ron Pinchback, along with Chip Jones.
Hello, hello, hello.
And, yes, sir. And today, Community Watching Comment, you know, every Friday we give folks an opportunity to comment on stories that have taken place over the week. This has been a particularly stormy week. Is that the word? Stormy?
A lot going on.
But a lot going on. And so this morning, we're going to do as we always do. We're going to open our phone lines to allow you to comment, you know, on these issues, you know, and more, because this is Community Watching Comment. The number to call is 202-588-0893. And, you know, once again, call in with your thought about some of the stories that have taken place this week. That list includes, of course, the passing of the legislation to release mm-hmm. the Epstein files. What makes that so extraordinary is that, you know, they were all, the votes were unanimous right. in both houses, except for one vote. Boy. So, anyhow, that's, so now it's, you know, that's in the works. There's speculation about loopholes that may expose themselves, you know, to prevent that, to prevent the outbreak until further notice. So we shall see. But that was a huge story, that the fact that the Congress could vote unanimously on anything, that's almost miraculous. My gosh. What are they scared of? Anyhow. You also, the Comey trial. The Comey trial involving, you know, former FBI chief James Comey may be thrown out because the prosecutor failed to provide all the information to the entire jury.
The grand jury.
Yeah. Serious faux pas. Yeah.
Right. Well, I mean, there was discussion early on with people like, this woman has never prosecuted before, you know, that if you're going to do something like this, you want someone who's seasoned, you know, especially the dubious nature of the indictment to begin with, right?
How about that? So that case now is in limbo. A judge down in Texas, put an injunction on the redistricting plan.
It's a three panel of justices, and two of the three have put an injunction on it.
And which means that the Republican Party will not be able to use that procedure. Yeah. Yeah, will not be able to use it for this midterm.
Right.
What happens afterwards, it depends on the voters.
Right.
So, yeah.
The other interesting thing is that three panel of justices, two of them were appointed by Republicans. So I didn't get a breakdown on, you know, which of the justices voted for the injunction, but we know at least one of them did, who was a Republican. So,
well, you know, I guess people opening their eyes, you know, the one thing we did have, you know, in our, you know, the consideration of justice were the courts.
Right.
You know, they were that last bastion of the defense. And still remain that way. Speaking of courts, the six Democratic senators put together a video informing military personnel of their, you know, of their rights to refuse to obey illegal orders.
Well, you know, it's not a right; it's a requirement.
Right,
it's a requirement. That code of conduct actually came out of the Nuremberg trials. That you know, exactly. So many of those Nazis were saying, "Well, I was just following orders." That they in the United States, they rewrote the code of conduct to say, no, if you know it's illegal to kill civilians, and you will be held accountable.
And the video, I'm sure many of you are going to see this, you know, says that it's reminding, you know, troops, you know, and you know, who are serving, that it, you know, like you say, that responsibility to not obey illegal orders, and let me put that in all caps, illegal.
Right.
That's illegal orders. Okay. So it's, you know, if you're standing orders, you know, that are, you know, properly vetted and all that, no issue. But illegal orders, and we got examples of that. You know, Kent State, and you know, it's well, like I say, the My Lai massacre, Abu Ghraib. You know, the list is endless. You know, so President Trump is upset and suggested that those six senators be hung. Pardon, that was a seditious act, and you know they should be hung for just telling the truth.
Right.
You know, they weren't lying about anything. They were just reminding soldiers and enlisted personnel and, you know, security personnel, that it is your responsibility not to obey, you know, illegal orders.
Right. You know, accountable for your actions.
And see, and here's why it's so important right now. Yeah, and here's what's so important right now. The leading military person in the Caribbean resigned, essentially over this issue, because, you know, they're down there, you know, shooting boats up and stuff, and you know, the law might not get you right now, but it can, it will, you know, if you're engaged in illegal acts. Nobody's seen any orders regarding this stuff. You know, there's been no documentation. So, you know, they're concerned about being dragged into something that they had no control of. So, so that's some of the stuff that's going on out there. Maybe we'd like to share with you with one of those stories or more right here on WPFW. The Community Watch and Comment with Ron Pinchback, that's me, and that's Chip you. Jones.
That's me.
All right, let's go to the phones. 202-588-0893. Good morning, caller. Welcome to the program.
Good morning, and I'm glad to hear your
Good language. Morning.
Is it me?
Yeah, it's you.
Okay, excellent. You used to have a communist on this radio station named Dorothy Healy. I mention this because of Trump's reaction. His definition of this was, this is something that is disloyalty to the United States. It will get you shot and whatever. But during the Nuremberg trials, loyalty to Hitler got people shot. And her, by the way, let's get back to Dorothy Healy. She had a definition of patriotism that is very different than Trump's. When my country is right, to cheer it on. When it's wrong, to set it right. That was her definition of patriotism. And I hope I hope people answer Trump when he says that. I hope the Democratic Party answers him when he says that. Because we have a country that is doing wrong. And so many things. We gave $30 billion to Israel to aid a apartheid country who's keeping people prisoner in their own land, and starving them and killing them and killing their children and from a long ways away. And we're calling it a war, even though they don't have weapons of war and they don't have helicopters with Hellfire missiles and all these other things. We're calling it a war, and we're calling people who help them, like the Yemeni, terrorists. And the Yemeni are the only people obeying world law. You do not help, and you do not support crooks. I don't care what their religion is, whatever it is. You're not anti anything except anti wrong. And this country is anti wrong. And as a patriot, I hope people put it right. And do the right thing, because even in Venezuela, the poor man would make a lot more money if we negotiated with them, and we got a lot more companies rather than having certain corporations control all that oil and bring up the prices on us. The same thing with China, everything else. We have a country that's being run into the ground by these people. So I hope we turn it right, and it will make a much better country. I don't see it happening. Well, I do see it happening because our country is being run into the ground, but that's my belief anyway. You have a good one, gentlemen.
Thank you.
You too. All right. Had a lot to say about quite a bit.
Yep.
Which is okay. Which is all right. 202-588-0893. Let's get back to the phones. We have another caller. Good morning. Your thoughts on any of these stories? You know, Trump threatening to hang six senators because they produced a video that he didn't like. You know, once again, the list goes on. What are your thoughts, and what's your story? Good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen. This is Rick calling you long distance from Germany.
Good morning.
Hey, what's up, Rick?
I just want to say, whether it's Trump or the man or the Republican who comes after him, America is headed towards martial law, and they will put people to death if they declare martial law. I'm done, fellas.
I don't know. I don't know if we're going to allow martial law. I mean, I think there's enough of us that won't agree to that.
Well, unfortunately, not everyone agree with it, but these guys are preparing themselves for that sort of thing, that kind of armed confrontation. You know, a lot to be considered, as they say, a lot to be forewarned about. 202-588-0893. It's number to call, community watch and comment. You know, Chip, the arming of people,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's been for a couple of decades now, people have been just stocking up, man, and in preparation for what they don't know, you know?
Yeah,
and it's kind of, you know, sad, you know, but,
as I said,
you know, unfortunately, go ahead, Chip.
I was going to say, as I've said before, I mean, our whole dynamic of the way we as Americans have our relationship with guns. Because I said, you know, I grew up in the Mid-South, in Memphis, and, you know, we had guns, you know, we shot guns, but, you know, I took gun management and shooting at YMCA summer camp, but it was a different ethos. You know, guns were about sport. Now people are buying guns with the intention of shooting another person. You know, they couch it in the defending themselves, but you know, we have definitely changed our relationship to guns, and we're seeing the downside of that every year. You know, 40,000 plus people dying from gun violence. It's I hope we change before we have out and out warfare, like you're saying, another civil war. But
you know, once again, it's also amazing that we cannot seem to just stop this rush toward militarization. You know, police departments and such. The violence imposed by the ISIS raids, you know, the police brutality in black communities. It's like there's that force that's out there now, you know, that don't want to do the humane thing,
right?
You know, treating people with respect, you know, and these folks are being, you know, trained. If you look at these photos of these raids, I mean, these guys are in, you know, full military gear, and
right
against what, peasants.
Right, they aren't acting as law enforcement, you know, protect and serve. They are acting as military, you know, to destroy the enemy. I was reading an article about they were doing some accounting of weapons in California, and they found schools that the resource officer, who's a police officer, had rocket launchers among their arsenal. It's like, what situation is going to happen at a school that a resource officer is going to need a rocket launcher. I mean, it's just ludicrous.
Talk about no background checks, man.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. All right, we have another caller on the line. Good morning, caller. Welcome to the program.
Good morning, WPFW family.
Good morning.
I believe there's
Hello.
A solution. Hello, can you hear me?
Hello, you're there.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, Hello? We can.
Okay, yes. I said there's a solution in the Constitution for this, and it's called, the Second Amendment calls for a well-regulated militia. When your government is turned into tyranny, I guess you have to overtake it, kind of like they tried to do on January 6th, but there was no reason for it then. But I do believe now we may have to, each state, and one state is calling, I think it's Maine, is not going to pay taxes, federal taxes, one of those New England states. So, you know, it's starting, but it's going to be a long haul. We got to get started. That's my thought.
All right. And you know, the thought of a well-regulated militia, that's going to be the rub. What constitutes well-regulated?
Right.
You know? Each state has its own set of guidelines and wants. So, well-regulated.
Right.
It's there, but what does that mean?
Well, I mean, the other thing is that maybe we do need to revamp our Constitution, because that idea of a well-regulated militia, the Second Amendment, was written at a time where this country didn't have a standing army. That's why they wanted to empower the people to be able to defend themselves and to defend the country, because we didn't have a standing army, you know? And that's not the case now, so.
The case now. No, good point, Chip. 202-588-0893. Good morning, caller. You on WPFW.
Good morning. Is that me?
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning. Blessings to you, gentlemen. My story of the week are the comments of Sarah Hurwitz. Sarah Hurwitz was delivering a speech to a Jewish organization, former speechwriter to John Kerry, Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, Michelle Obama. And her statement was essentially alluded to the fact that essentially some genocide is good, some genocide is bad. And it was in regards to some of the young Jews that have participated in the efforts against the genocide in Gaza. And we often hear from particularly Barack Obama criticizing African American community for their lack of being impatient or not being strident in terms of supporting different candidates. We see Kamala Harris has come out, and she said that, you know, pretty much that, you know, men have not supported her, particularly black men. And as I've said on this station a number of times, we need courage, and we also need unity. And as you guys opened the show with, you know, a sense of humanity and an understanding that all lives are important. Well, I think the veil has been kind of dropped from the likes of the Democratic Party. And as I've said again on multiple occasions, it is about people that have an understanding of humanity coming together and doing what's right. So I will thank you for allowing me to share my thoughts, but I think that what is very, very important, what ultimately is going to be important for not only the United States, but for the world to come together and fight for righteousness. So, thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Yeah, that would be nice, you know, Chip?
Yeah, I mean, and it is. I mean, it's one of those mixed bags, you know, especially in the Hortz case, because her tact is that it's almost a condoning of whatever is done in Gaza, that the Jews need to reclaim their story, as she says, you know, and it is, it seems that it's rooted in this idea that, you know, this land is their land and it doesn't matter what transpired afterward. I mean, the Palestinians have lived in that territory for, you know, 2,000 years. They, you know, you may say that, well, they came after the Jews, but it's like, no, they all kind of lived there for periods of time together. And you know, simply because, I mean, basically, this stuff came out of World War II because Europe and America didn't want the Jews. It was anti-Semitism, didn't want the Jews in their country, so they decided they would give them the Palestinian territory. So it's like, but we need to be mindful of what that did to the Palestinians and is still doing to the Palestinians. You know, I can't imagine that America would allow. You know, someone said, okay, well, we're just going to give Florida to somebody else. We would still be fighting that battle, just like the Palestinians are fighting.
202-588-0893. Community watching comment this morning. We're getting your thoughts on, you know, stories that have been in the news this week. The Epstein files, 400-1,
mm-hmm.
You know, Republicans and Democrats, you know, passed that bill. That's a story in itself. How did they come to? What scared them so much to come together that like that? You know.
Well, this whole process.
202-588.
This whole process is interesting because if you remember. It was initially Republicans that were demanding the release of this, you know, and then suddenly Trump comes into the White House, and then now they were trying to hide it, you know. It's like, because they were using it as a method to beat up on the Democrats during the election, you know, and then suddenly, you know, our president may be in these files, so now we need to hide them. It's been this football, and at its core, the problem is that no one seems to have been addressing this from the humanitarian side, the damage that was done to these women and the people that are still out there that are probably still doing it. You know, it's like,
you know, and another thing that's clear is that this it goes back this indifference and obfuscation and
right
denial, you know, and you know, for what the five previous administrations, every right. one of them, you know, so nobody can say, oh, our hands are clean,
right?
You know, so
and the fact that justice takes a back seat to power, to you know, political rankering. Justice is down the list, you know?
Way down the list. You know, the situation with the Comey trial, you know, I mean, you know, these are supposed to be government prosecutors, supposed to know their job, and they let something like this happen, then try to cover that up. And, you know, and now that case, you know, may be terminated. It remains to be seen. The administration is fighting tooth and nail to keep it in play. But, you know, you're going to be a lawyer, be a lawyer. You know, Got it. Can't be playing around, sending incompetent people into the battle room like that, you know. This thing about hanging senators for reminding military folks that they have an obligation to disobey illegal orders.
Right. Again, they
not
have
legal orders, illegal.
Right. They have an obligation to justice. Again, we get back to this thing about justice taking a back seat, to say, no, justice, what's right, should come first, not the power structure, not the politics.
All right, let's go to the phones. Good morning, caller. Welcome to WPFW.
Good morning.
Hello.
Good morning, caller.
Hello?
What's your comment?
Hey, good morning.
Yeah, what's your comment? Good morning.
Hello?
We can hear you.
Leave your comment.
Oh, what I want to say is that what we see today is a policing of America. The Trump Corporation, in cooperation with Trump, is robbing us blind. They're getting richer and richer, and people are getting poor. All of this is because of the 2008 election of Obama, and Trump is trying to get back. White people were scared to death after that election, and now this is the result.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Thank you for your call, man. Thank you for your input. 202-588-0893. Community watching comment. What's your comment this morning?
Good morning. Is that me?
That's you.
Well, good morning, my brothers. How are you both this morning?
We are good. How are you doing?
Well, I've been better. But I just want to share a couple of things. You know, I mean, I've been listening. There's a whole lot of stuff around the release of the files. But what I want, what's even more important is what actions will be taken beyond that. Because remember, it was the pressure that was really instigated and initiated by the victims, by the survivors of the abuse and the families who supported them. It was not because, as my husband used to say, you know, because somebody with a briefcase and a suit and tie had a good idea up on the hill. It's because of the pressure of the people. Okay.
Or wanted to do what was right. It wasn't because...
Exactly. Well, because he always identified this government and this system as a criminal enterprise. And I think that unless we start recognizing that when we make these criticisms, it cannot be about the individuals who are caught up in it. It is the system, not the people. It is the system. The only people that really count are the people who are being screwed in this, and that's us. Because this is supposed to be a government of the people, by the people, and for the people. But the people up on the hill, once they get up there and they're overwhelmed by all of the, you know, people telling them what's normal and what's right, you know, it's easy to get lost from what your goals were and what you're now being confronted with as being rational and reasonable. You know, it's the system that is screwing us. And if we want to know what their playbook is, I think somebody was right when he said, yes, Obama's going, the pedophile in the White House and the house that enslaved people built is going after Obama because he embarrassed him at a correspondence dinner. And that's how he ran for president and the surprise to him got elected. But the reality is that, you know, he's always been a racist because that's how he was raised. And that's been his long history with the law. That's not trashing him. I'm only reciting history because I know his people have a difficulty with history. But the truth is that what we're dealing with is that everything that we as a class, and I'm talking about the working class, those of us who do the work, who make everything, who produce everything, who distribute everything, who create everything, that they're taking back everything that we fought for and won in this system. if taking back the 8-hour, the right to the 8-hour day, the right to health, the right to education. I mean, these weren't things that they came up with. These were things that they were, that were pushed on them by the people. And in every right. case, they did the least that they could. And that's what they're doing as far as the Epstein files and the survivors. They're doing the least that they can. They're slowing us down on the reality that Congress is not doing its job, you know, except for with very few exceptions. Sure. Most of them need to go. They're not standing up for the people. They're standing up for the oligarchs who are telling them what to how high to jump. And they're still trying to figure out how to get up there and stay there. So I think that we need to recognize as the people that we are the ones with the power. Frankly, it doesn't really matter what's behind your name, a Democrat, a Republican, or independent. It's we, the people, that have to make the difference. And we can take any one of those labels that we want to, but unless we make those labels mean representing the people, they don't mean a darn thing. So, right. And one more thing. If I could just mention, somebody was calling in talking about what was going on in Israel. It's what has occurred to me is that what the Zionists have jumped on is that the Zionists are trying to impose the doctrine of discovery on the state of Israel, trying to give them the rights to the land that they had nothing to do with and depose the people who have lived there for thousands of years. So as my husband used to say, he didn't know that God was involved in real estate transactions and that that can't be a reason for taking other people's stuff. So y'all have a great day, my brothers, and keep up the good work.
A wise Thank brother. A wise
have a good weekend.
Do the same, bro.
Yes, sir. Good to hear from you. Absolutely. Ah, man, the challenges that are out there, you know, you got to keep them wits about you.
That's you
know? It. Otherwise, you're going to smack you upside the head. You know, take this. You know, this notion about why it's important about this video about the troops is because one of the respondents even says in their portion of it that the military is, you know, being pitted against the citizens.
Right.
It's creating an anti-citizen atmosphere, you know, and you know, the only way to combat that is to confront it. So that's why it's important, because you know, you don't know how the military is going to respond, you know, to one of these crises, you know, involving citizens. You know, we've seen how they responded before, and you know, in other countries, but even here. So, you know, we just have to stay on top of this, because I mean, we should not be seeing people beat down in the street,
right?
Like we're seeing by non-uniformed officers. Yeah, I mean,
yeah, I mean, the
people don't like.
Go ahead.
No, I was just gonna say, and the people don't like it,
right? Because yeah. I mean, even if these people are quote unquote undocumented, they are still people. You know, it's like
exactly. And
there's a level of humanity that is afforded someone just for being a person. You know,
and it doesn't matter the statue. I mean, you know, they're tackling congressmen and senators and judges, and you know, they are doing what they are being told to do. And that's why that video came out, because these are, you know, if put up to the court, into court, and some of them are going to court, some of these arrests and procedures are going to court, then, you know, it'll be determined, you know, once and for all that, you know, this the things that they're doing are against the law. You know, right now they're just biding time. You know, but yeah, that's the issue. You know, that's why it's important for these soldiers and police officers. So they tell police officers, hey, you know, if you witness a crime, you got to you got to come forward with it.
Right.
You know, you can't hold on to it. You know, you can't report it later, you know. So, rules of engagement. But that's where we are in the U.S. of A. as we approach another holiday. Yeah, man, you got any plans for the holiday, by the way?
Well, I heard Trump wasn't pardoning a turkey this year. Did you hear about that?
No, I haven't.
Apparently, the turkey couldn't come up with the $1 million you need for a pardon.
Oh, in this administration.
So,
yeah, that's about the only way to get a break.
That's right. So, I think it'll just be my wife, my son, and I just doing the Thanksgiving together. So,
yeah, well, you know, it's good to be able to do that again. Yeah. You know, for a few years there, we were all concerned with COVID and stuff, and for the most part, we managed to come through that.
Yeah, and a lot of people are worried about, you know, catching some kind of Thanksgiving meal deal, you know, the way the economy's going right now. People are worried about they're going to be able to put stuff on the table, you know.
Well, you know, and that, the other week when we talked about the Democrats, you know, joining Republicans to reopen the government, you know, whether it was a good idea, bad idea, whatever. But the thing is, it was that misery factor that I was mentioning.
Right.
That it would have, if we were still in that shutdown, and many still are, because some haven't received their whole benefits yet. But anyhow, can you imagine how miserable people would be, you know, right now? I mean, the whole country. You know, white, black, Jew, Gentile, you know, because they are victimized by something that they had no control of. You know, it's like kick rocks, you know. Mm-hmm. And that was the attitude of those on the Hill. So, at least calm the public to some degree. But, you know, all this is temporary because...
Right. They just kick the can down the road a little. I mean, it's...
Yeah, but the people right now just want a breather, you know? Man. All right. 202-580-0893. Don't forget our Thanksgiving programming that we have coming your way on that day. Some Jimi Hendrix and some Native American offerings and some R&B in the afternoon, evening. Okay.
There you go.
So you can get your thoughts on, get your grub on, and then get your dance on. So all come your way Thursday, right here on WPFW. All right.
You know, while we're talking about WPFW, a check with our engineer, our main man, Mike. How are we doing with the live stream on Facebook? You know, I don't know.
We're working on it. We still have to be on Facebook for a certain amount of time. Basically, we got to fit the credentials before we can do that.
Okay. Yeah, that we're in the process of expanding our base into the social media world, where you'll be able to actually catch us on Facebook. If that is where you prefer to listen. We will be there soon.
Yes, sir. Very soon. Very soon.
Our show is the first foray into that, you know. So we're going to start doing it. We decided we should start doing it with our listeners involved.
So, I had to give me a haircut, man. You know.
That's right. There you go. There you go. Pick it on me again.
No, man. Yeah, you look natural like that. You good? Okay. All right, we got another caller. Let's take the call. See what they're saying. Good morning, caller. Welcome to the program. Welcome to WPFW.
Good morning. Is that me?
That's you.
Good morning, Ron. Good morning, Chip. Good morning. Now, Felon 47, he came out of a high school called the New York Military Academy. It seems that he lost the lesson there about duty, honor, and respect. I hope those generals and admirals don't have selected amnesia when Trump said soldiers, the military, is suckers and losers. Now, I'm not a fan of McCain, never have been, but McCain answered the call when the call came out. And his father, McCain's father, was admiral, so he was second-generation military. It would be a darn shame if they put young men and women in harm's way over Venezuela, over oil. As Smedley Butler said, I didn't go to war for the country, I went to war for Dole pineapple and Chiquita banana, and that's my say for today.
All right, that's a very, very good point. You know, in support of corporations and that corporate line. You know, it's always money somewhere down the line. All right, we got another caller. Good morning. Welcome to WPFW. What's your comment for today?
Hey, Ron, this is Marvin from Fort Washington. How you doing? Happy Friday to everybody.
Marvin from Fort Washington. What's up, man?
Yeah, you've been a long time. Yeah, I think, the government is open back up maybe for a short period of time or maybe the government, but people should really hold fast to their incomes, money, and save. Stop this unnecessary spending, Black Friday, the so-called commercialization of the holiday season, and just save, because you just never know when you're going to need it. Noodles from the Hollaback program, she gave me some good advice. She's a good financial advisor. It's just, we have to stop spending foolishly. It's just throwing our money away. And on nonsense, man, and just invest into our health. Dr. Watkins, to eat healthy doesn't cost that much, but being sick costs a heck of a whole lot. So like me, I'm like 80% vegan. I eat beans, grains, fruits and vegetables, juicing, take my supplements, fruits. And exercise but we need to stop spending that money on just nonsense, man. I talk to coworkers all the time. Man, I can't wait. I'm going out shopping on Black Friday. I'm going to get this. I'm going to get that. And after that, you're not going to have no money. you ain't going to have no money because you don't make that much anyway. Hey, Ron, y'all have a good weekend, man. Happy holidays to y'all, man.
Yeah, you too, man. Thanks for sharing, man. Black Friday. Yeah, we do have a propensity to do those sorts of things. Yeah. You know, that herd mentality, is that the word?
That's it. Well, the business of America is business, right? We are told by everything in this country that we should aspire to have more than what we already have, to be discontented with what we have, and we need to get out in that store and grab something else, you know?
Yeah, and that's the challenge, because, whether it's the latest fashion or the latest music or whatever, you have to live within your means, as they say. All right, we got another caller. Let's get to it. Good morning. Welcome to WPFW.
Good morning. That's me?
That's you.
That is.
Okay. I see that America is conducting military exercises in Trinidad. It has come to my attention that America is trying to garner support from other Caribbean countries for their troops to get involved. I don't think America wants to use their troops to invade Venezuela. I think America wants to use the troops in the Caribbean of countries to do their dirty work. And another thing, they are not going to release the Epstein files in its entirety. They are going to find a reason. They are going to find a reason why they cannot release everything. That's what I have to say.
All right. Thank you for your input. All right, thank you, sir. You know what he was saying about the Venezuelan situation and the Caribbean, the thought of using Caribbean resources, whether it be troops or whatever, to pursue that agenda. That's what he was concerned about.
Right. Yeah. I mean, it's a way for the administration to obscure the fact that this is being done by one guy, and it violates the not only our own rule of law but international rule of law. You're not allowed to just kill people and ask questions later.
I mean, can't just muscle them over, man.
Yeah.
Like the mob used to do.
Yeah.
Oh, still does.
And he's taking the ultimate. End point of justice for crimes that we don't even know if the people have committed crimes. What crimes they've committed?
Yeah.
It's like.
Well, and the other part of this, once again, is international law, is U.S. law. That's why, the leading military figure down there resigned because he didn't want to be involved in, these boat raids.
Right.
Because, he wasn't being provided any kind of documentation, what proof, anything. So, this is once again, this is about that soldiers, not following dirty orders, illegal orders.
Right. The president is now not allowed to be, the judge, jury, and executioner. That's not his role,
And just one last piece of that. In any pursuit of a criminal, the criminal is the alleged criminal is always given a chance to surrender.
Right.
Throw their hands up. In these cases, nothing. Maybe these boat drivers were ordered not to surrender, or had incentives not to surrender, But that's just international law. I mean, you're pursuing a criminal. At some point, if you got them surrounded or outnumbered or whatever, you give them the opportunity to surrender. Don't you want the intelligence that you can get from that individual? Just saying.
Yeah, I mean, even at its core, don't you want to talk to that person and make sure that your assessment of what's going on is real? Isn't every suspected criminal allowed their day in court?
Well, yeah, not according to these guys. That's a whole other story. All right, Chip, man. Well, listen, we are about out of here.
We burned up another hour.
We burnt up another hour, man.
Burnt it up.
And a blues diva is going to come up next, right? Yep. Is she in the house? Yeah. Hatred
is a feeling. Love is we are out of here. Happy Turkey Day to you. Let's
hate all that does that. You too. And to all you folks out there, have safe, be enjoyable. Share, you know, keep your wits about you, keep your hope, keep hope alive, okay? Keep hope alive. To tell your troubles, tell them too. You can't go around
wondering. In November of 2015, Pan-African Community Action, also known as PACA, was born. Born from the struggle to win justice for youth educator Alonzo Smith, who was killed by special police in the Marbury Plaza apartment complex in Southeast D.C. On Saturday, November 22nd, PACA will commemorate its 10th anniversary with an evening of political education, cultural performances, and community building. Since its beginnings, PACA has popularized the idea of community control over police in D.C., led the popular education program, the Asada Shakur Study Group, and has positioned itself to launch the People's Pan-African Wellness Front to establish community control over healthcare in D.C. PACA invites you to celebrate this decade milestone Saturday, November 22nd, from 5 to 9 p.m. at Dar al-Hurriya Palestine House of Freedom, 650 Pennsylvania Avenue, Southeast, that will feature a performance by Son of None. Information and registration are at pacaturns10.eventbrite.com. That's PACA turns the number 10, eventbrite.com. WPFW is your station for jazz and justice, building a better world, one broadcast at a time.
Good news, family. You can now take WPFW everywhere you go with our brand new WPFW radio app. Stream Jazz and Justice live, listen to archived shows, view the program schedule and playlists, donate, and more, all right from your phone. Download the WPFW radio app today from Apple App or Google Play Stores. WPFW in your pocket. Jazz and Justice wherever you are.
Thursday, November 28th, WPFW honors the National Day of Mourning, commemorates the birthday of Jimi Hendrix, and offers music centering gratitude from 9 a.m. until 7 p.m. Bushmeat opens the day with a birthday tribute to Jimi Hendrix. At noon, WPFW takes you once again live to the annual United American Indians of New England rally in Plymouth Rock, Massachusetts. Finally, James Funk offers music filled with gratitude from 3 until 7 p.m. That's all here on WPFW, building a better world, one broadcast at a time.
This is Lawrence Ham, chairman of the People's Organization for Progress. I invite you to join the Free Mumia Movement and allies on our long walk for justice for Mumia Abu-Jamal and for the dignity and medical needs of the incarcerated. We are walking 103 miles from Germantown, Philadelphia, to the State Correctional Institution in Frackville, starting November 28th and arriving 12 days later at SCI Mahanoy. We demand an end to elder abuse, an end to systematic medical neglect, freedom for all political prisoners, and we march to demand freedom for Mumia Abu-Jamal now. MarchForMumia.org for details. Again, that's MarchForMumia.org.
With love, not fear.
This is a special invitation, a call for entries to We the 92%, an anthology of Black women's documenting this time. Your essays, poetry, prayers of resistance, open letters, and more, preserving our voice.